This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned till noon today following uproar over the issue of alleged objectionable remarks made by Samajwadi Party MP Ramji Lal Suman against the 16th century Rajput king Rana Sanga. When the House assembled for the day, the Treasury bench members raised the issue and demanded Mr. Suman to apologise for his comments. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said, "No national heroes should be insulted and members should be very sensitive while making comments on such personalities." He added that one should not make such comments which may hurt the sentiments of the people. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said members should follow whatever chairman has said and national heroes should not be insulted. He asked Congress and the other opposition parties to condemn the remarks made by the SP leader. Leader of the opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said everyone who has fought for the country should be respected. He however said attacking the house of an MP and taking law into hands by the protesters is not appropriate. The Supreme Court will hear a plea today seeking immediate action by the Delhi police and a thorough investigation into the recovery of a large amount of burnt cash at the bungalow of Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Ujjal Bhuiya is scheduled to hear the matter. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists were killed while an equal number of security forces personnel lost their lives in an encounter in Kathua district last night. Four other security personnel, including a deputy superintendent of police and one para commando, sustained injuries. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully completed the rolling experiment as part of its Space Docking Experiment, SPADEX mission. Confirming this, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said that ISRO will need to dock in various conditions, some of which will be attempted as part of the current mission. We have a report.
The rolling or rotating experiment involves circumnavigation of one of the satellites to verify control over satellite maneuvering. The experiment will help ISRO understand what it takes to bring an object to a desired spot from different orientations for docking. It will also help ISRO learn whether docking could be done vertically and so on. This experiment, crucial for future missions like Chandrayaan 4, will provide valuable data and help ISRO validate multiple software and ground station control. Tayadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi met a high-powered delegation from the Japan Association of Corporate Executives, Keizai Doyukai, led by its chairperson Takeshi Ninami, in New Delhi yesterday to hear their views and ideas to deepen economic cooperation between India and Japan. During the meeting, the Prime Minister highlighted the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership and reaffirmed India's determination to provide a business-friendly environment. The delegation expressed support and commitment to the vision of making India developed by 2047. Global financial services company Morgan Stanley, in a report, has stated that India and Japan are the least exposed economies to U.S. trade tariffs owing to domestic demand strength. Recently, the U.S. has imposed a 25% tariff on auto imports, which is expected to hit Japan and South Korea the hardest. The United States has halted its financial contributions to the World Trade Organization as part of a broader effort by President Donald Trump's administration to cut government spending. The move is in line with President Trump's America First economic policies, which have led to reduced U.S. engagement with global institutions. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that the country will undergo polls on the 3rd of May this year for general elections. Mr. Albanese made the announcement at a news conference in the Parliament House. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has become the oldest man to reach semi-final of the ATP Masters 1000. The 37-year-old Serbian achieved this feat by defeating American Sebastian Korda with an impressive 6-3, 7-6 win in the quarterfinals of the Miami Open early this morning. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore will face hosts Chennai Super Kings this evening. The match will start from 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets at Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.